Beginning current out and sech the saner dav chof aleph. Beginning about aleph. Beginning tesmas. Beginning the word of the gemara. These are gedaitach bas nesun habia. Well, if you think that she was married to Achdim Abba the Shavuot, like would he permit a sister? So Tamar was obviously the daughter of a Yifas Toyer, and Malcha the Imar gave birth to her before she became a Gieris, and then she married him. So therefore, that's where she was permitted to Amnon ben David. So says Tosfos Makan Kosher from here, difficult to parish our country. She parish parakam the Kedushin. He explains the first parakadushin of Bezim and Alv, that it, when it talks about Yifas Toyer, it says Bevesel Tich Beisecho, that you'll bring her to your house. Malam comes to teach Shalay Chatzenu B'Muhammad, not to oppress her in the war itself. Parish in other words, Shalay Yovel B'Muhammad. Now you can't be intimate with her at the wartime. Now, Mashmutech Peshar Kunja sounds like from Rashi's interpretation. That even the first time cohabiting is forbidden in the wartime. Until after everything is done, and bringing the home, she's growing her nails, and all these different things. If that's the case, so obviously, then obviously, David did not have intimacy with the Macha, only after she converted. If that's the case, so then she was the daughter of a married woman. So, how is Tamar permitted to Amnon? Then she's a sister. The Gemara says the whole idea of the fast tire is only because of the evil inclination overpowering a person. That the first intimacy, obviously during the wartime, because the whole reason why we're permitting him to marry her is because his temptation is so overpowering. But from Rashi's pshat sounds like that even the first one's forbidden. So Kach Pesha Ben Tam, Devar Ben Tam explains Hasam over there. Shalei Chatzenu B'Mochama. What does it mean? He should not oppress in wartime. Love Elav Be a Shnia, not to have a second act of intimacy, but the first one to release that tension. Yeah, that's permitted. Machlekes B'Yerushalmi, and it's actually Machlekes B'Yerushalmi Ben Rabbi Shmuel Min Apirish Shderav Amar. He says Ein Mates B'Mochama. He says yes, the first one is not permitted. Elav B'Yerushalmi, only the first act of intimacy. Like Rabbeinu Tam, Shmuelam, he says no. Afle b'Yerushalayim, not even the first one. Pule b'Shniyah, not the second one. Which that's like Rashi's. Bazel Loshan Yerushalmi. Tartein Milin Atun Amrin Mishmei Derav. B'Les Hocha Atun Amrin Mishmei Derav. Asul La Bale b'Yerushalayim. That he's not allowed to come on her a second time. And the Amen, I say Le b'Yerushalayim, not Le b'Yerushalayim, not the first one, not the second one. Okay, so that's the same machlek is that we have. If that's the case, Kashla Shmuel. So then we have difficult on Shmuel. Hach da hacha, because like we explained, which the same question we had on Rashi is the same question that we have on Shmuel. So Kain Nira Lameimer Zivra, it appears to say that Tamar actually Lahoisabas David. She actually wasn't the daughter of David at all. She imakvar hoisimu beres. Her mother was pregnant. Kishabas lamalchama when she came to the wartime. Vodak Zivra, I says in Pasan Shmuel Beis, ki kain til bashan, benesam lochim mi'ilam. Is Metechsha Gadla Bechikah Shal David? Since she wasn't really a princess, she wasn't even his daughter. But since she grew up in the bosom of David, Karla Basmel, she was called a princess, and therefore wasn't a problem for her to marry Amnon.